More music, Z100. Gather around the radio. It's the Z Morning Zoo on the air everywhere.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Z100.
Thank God it's...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, little kitty cats, baby DJs everywhere, it's time to celebrate, prognosticate, and ohuliate the weekend. It's on the air everywhere. It's the Friday morning theme song. Let's go. Let's all together.
Make me wanna
shout.
Kick my heels up and
shout.
Throw my hands up and
shout.
Throw my head back and
shout.
Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on.
Say you will.
Say that you
will.
Say that you love me.
Say
that you need me. I still remember when you used to be 9 years old.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I was a fool for you from the bottom of my soul. Yeah. Now that you're grown, enough and old enough to know. Yeah. You wanna leave me. You wanna let me go. I want you to know. Now wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no. You make me want to shout. Kick my heels up.
Shout.
Come on now. Come on now.
Say your mama.
You know you make me wanna
shout.
Lift my head up and
shout.
Throw my head back and
shout.
Come on now,
shout.
Come on now,
shout.
Come on now,
shout.
Come on now,
shout.
Take it easy,
shout.
Take it easy,
shout.
Take it easy,
shout.
A little bit something now,
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 shout.
A little bit.
Ooh.
and that silver bullet band. Everybody yearning, churning, ready for the weekend.
Get me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
19 after 8 o'clock in the morning, the Z Morning Zoo AccuZoo weather prognostication.
Bad rain and chilly today with rain changing to snow this evening. The temperature drops into the high 30s by this afternoon, down to a low of freezing. 32 tonight. The snow ends tonight with just a trace in the city in Long Island, maybe 4 to 6 in the northern and western suburbs. 40 right now, Friday morning at Z100.
We got Coach John Madden coming up in just a few minutes here at 8:30. Talk about the Giants and the Jets. The Jets are on Monday Night Football this week, aren't they, Bill?
That's it. Monday
should be kind of neat. I'm in a pretty good mood today. We got notice yesterday. I'm back on the stage deli menu.
That's great.
Thanks to Paul over there. Let's see who else is on there this time. Almost got taken off with a couple of the Giants. Bill Cosby's number 4 on the stage deli menu.
Yeah.
Billy Martin, triple decker, number 14. Jack Wagner. How'd he weasel his way onto that thing?
Is he still on that?
Yeah, he's on there.
Are there any Giants left?
Let's see who's... Yeah, we got... they left Phil Simms. Number 11, the triple decker, of course, number 11.
Of course.
Don Mattingly's number 23. They got his jersey on there. Donald Trump Power Special.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked Nova Scotia salmon, cream cheese, sliced onion, lettuce, and tomato on a bagel.
Mm-hmm.
And right here, number 21, a Scott Shannon Z100 triple decker.
I love it.
Man,
what
I
is on that sandwich?
Tuna fish, sliced egg, bacon, and tomato. It's delicious.
Ugh.
At any cost.
God, it's gross.
Stop by and support your local DJ so he can stay on the menu. They say they're about ready to take away Art Rust's chef salad special. I think he's got one of those.
Uh-oh.
That's at the Stage Deli over in 7th Avenue.
I have a question. Could we...
A world-famous Stage Deli.
Could we order something else and tell them we were ordering your sandwich?
No! Gotta order my sandwich, yo-yo. Nice picture in the Daily News today. As you go thumbing through the Daily News, you find a picture of a fella standing up in gym trunks. His name is Christopher Aaron. He's 28 years old. At first glance, it just looks like he's standing in the field, but the caption of the picture is, "Why they call it dope." And it says, this is a picture of Christopher Aaron, 28 years old, who proudly posed for photos in front of his 10-foot-tall marijuana plants in Walled Lake, Michigan. He's been arrested after the store that developed the film turned the film over to police.
Bad move.
I thought they weren't supposed to look at those. Oh.
That's like those guys who take pictures of their wives in the nude and stuff. And
Mike Bell takes pictures of himself.
And then take them to a one-hour photo place to be developed. They have a book in the back of all those one-hour photo places with all those dirty dirty pictures and stuff.
Shades of Corky and Danette.
Mr. Aaron, his girlfriend, and 4 neighbors were charged with manufacturing a controlled substance after narcs found 80 pounds of marijuana.
Wow.
In their backyards.
How stupid do you have to be to do something like that?
Ross, that's why they call it
dope. Yeah, right.
This guy is standing there smiling in his big old marijuana field. He said, "Let me get a picture just to send my mama. My girlfriend or something." Yeah, it's funny. Why they call it dope. 8:22 in the morning, they got that 34th annual Japan Camera Show going on at the Penta Hotel this weekend. They got some pretty good action over there. If you want to take some pictures, they got penthouse pet Sheila Kennedy, Miss Olympia bodybuilder Nicole Bass. Mm-hmm. You ought to see her bod. Man.
Very good definition, I think you could say.
New York Jets Marty Lyon for the ladies. Marty Lyons will be there, and Gerald Nichols. And they also have life-size cutouts of Dolly Parton and Frank Sinatra. You can have your picture taken with them.
Great.
Wouldn't be caught dead with Dolly Parton right now. 8:22, time for that friendly neighborhood, 8 o'clock, Misery Only.
Good for a $100 gift certificate to The Wiz, where you could pick up the Zoo album, Volume 3, or anything else in the world of audio, video, records, or tape. Nobody beats The Wiz, Scott.
Listen closely. Here's your Mystery Only clue. Pretty simple. If you know the name of the song, give us a call right now on the studio lines. You can call in and win.
C100 Shadow Traffic. Here's Rosemary Young in for Valerie Seagraves.
Making your way into the city via the southbound West Side Highway, we're still tangled up from the George to 125th Street. There's a 3-car accident. Only the right lane is open. Southbound on the Harlem River Drive, very slow from the 130s to the Triborough Bridge. On the FDR Drive, southbound jam from the Triborough to 106th Street. Bumper to bumper then to Gracie Mansion. Northbound Brooklyn Queens Expressway, crowded to Queens Boulevard. Southbound side is slow from Queens Boulevard to Metropolitan Avenue. Port Authority says a 20-minute wait at the inbound Holland 25 at the Lincoln, 10 at the George Washington Bridge. Mass transit on or close to schedule. We'll be back in a few minutes in the ARI system. That's the Z100 Shadow Traffic and Transit Report.
Now that the holiday fuss and expense is over and the turkey leftovers are gone, it's time to gobble up delicious, money-saving, easy-to-prepare Topps hamburgers and Topps Jenny sticks. Topps 100% pure beef hamburgers contain just that, 100% pure beef. No fillers, no extenders, no meat byproducts, just 100% pure beef. Same for Topps Jenny steaks. They're made from all USDA choice steer beef. Both bring you more value, taste, and goodness in every juicy bite. Lunchtime, dinner time, snack time. And Topps' superior packaging, plastic wrap inside and out, ensures freshness, while a double paper between each hamburger and Jenny steak makes them easy to separate. You'll find delicious Topps hamburgers and Jenny steaks in the frozen meat sections of Big R Food Warehouse, Pathmark, Key Food, and in other fine stores. Remember, Topps taste better. Pure beef is why.
We're TSS Seedman's.
Where quality and service are always in style.
TSS Seedman's has the fashions your family wants at big savings.
Save 20% on coordinating knit accessories, hats, gloves, mittens, scarves, and more in the latest fashion colors.
Save 25% off our entire inventory of children's outerwear, including jackets, coats, snowsuits, hats, and gloves.
Plus, save 50% on Famous Maker wool and wool blend pant coats. Elsewhere, $80, now only $39.99.
Here's a great gift. The Remington Fuzz Away keeps your sweaters and clothes looking like new. Removes pills and fuzz, only $8.97.
And TSS Seedman's has the toys your kids want. The Gotcha Gun, only $29.99. And Nintendo's Control Deck, now $78.88. So for great gift ideas for the holidays,
make TSS Seedman's, where you'll find one-stop shopping at its best.
Where quality and service are always in TSS Seedman's.
We're TSS Seedman's.
The Zoo Crew from the Nut.
cooking for bones in everybody's homes. That's Michael Jackson, the way you make me feel. 8:30, a busy little bunch of DJs here at the radio station this morning. Scott and Ross on a day where it looks like it might snow by this evening. It'll drop into the high 30s by this afternoon. Right now,
it's 40 degrees Friday morning at Z100.
We got John Madden standing by to talk about football, the Giants and the Jets and whatever else is going on in a boring football season. We just played Michael Jackson's latest single. And on the telephone right now, Michael Jackson's chimpanzee, Bubbles. Good morning, Bubbles.
Wait, this isn't Bubbles.
Oh, it's the fill-in for Bubbles. Spanky McFarlane, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, I did have a banana with my half-Western, half-Spanish omelet this morning at the Victory Diner, and now I'm cruising up behind a Camaro. Baby, this person's going to Bermuda. Or Bahamas, or somewhere where it's nice and warm.
We might send you to Bermuda, then to the Bahamas, right?
68 Camaro, it's yellow, CL21X is the license plate number. He's weaving in and out of traffic. I've got that Carnival Flagship Cruise to the Bahamas, and I'm also going to qualify you for that Mitsubishi Montero 4x4. But what you got to do is, and he's already doing it, he's waving.
Honk that horn if you're horny, sir. There you go. Congratulations, another free money winner. That's not a trip, it's a trip, right, Spank?
That's a trip, the Carnival Flagship Cruise for two to the Bahamas. Thomas, all expenses paid. You're on your way.
All right, man. We'll see you Monday morning for another trip to a warm place.
You know it. Bye.
Bye-bye. 8:31, we got a winner standing by for that mystery oldie.
Good morning. You've reached the mystery oldie room on the Thank God It's Friday floor of Z100.
Oh, hello. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Bernie Bonner.
Bernie Bonner?
Yeah, Bonner.
Oh,
no.
Bonner. Bernie
Scott.
Bonner. What do you do for a living, Bernie?
I work in the accounting department of a computer supply company, but I'm not an accountant. Let me get this straight right
Thank
now.
Thank God. I hate those boring accountants.
Yeah, I'm the assistant treasurer, which means I do everything that my boss doesn't feel like doing.
Kind of like the assistant public service director?
Nah.
All right. Identify today's 8 o'clock Friday mystery oldie.
Jeopardy by the Greg Kin Band.
Yeah! Jeopardy by the Greg Kin Band. You got it, man.
Thanks a lot. Now I can go Christmas shopping.
Music Z 100 Mystery Oldie Jeopardy Greg Kinn Band on Wink Martindale's birthday today. Whoopee, 836. Scott and Ross on the radio with John Madden standing by.
And the weather is looking bad today. Let's just put it that way. Rainy, chilly, rain changing to snow this evening. The temperature dropping down to freezing. 40 degrees right now, Friday morning at Z100.
For those of you who think you missed the Jukebox of Hell song yesterday, we didn't do one because we had Paul Simon on the radio with us live, so we'll do it again maybe before 9 o'clock this morning. Right now it's time to go to the studio lines and talk to our friend Mr. John Madden. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
How you feeling, man?
Good, good. I feel good.
Well, you had a busy week last week. What did you do, three different games?
Yeah, that's why I feel good, because I'm here. Yeah, we went from here to New Orleans. And we did the New Orleans Giant game, then down to Dallas for the Thanksgiving Day game, and then up to Washington for the Washington Giant game.
Now, Will, I know you ride around that plush Greyhound, that bus with the video recorder in it, the satellite dish up on top, and Willie, the world's coolest bus driver. Is Willie kind of worn out?
Well, Willie, yeah, we wore him out pretty good because we started out on Dallas Thanksgiving, you know, right after the game. At night, and we had a turkey on there, and by the time we got to Washington, it was a carcass. But Willie had to do most of the driving.
Did you get any Super Saver miles for that kind of thing?
No, no, we don't get anything. Just some bones. Just some bones and throw them out the door. That's it.
They showed you turkey on CBS.
I know. That was the start of it. That was before we dug into that thing. We ate it that night, and then the next morning, and the next afternoon, and the next night.
Don't take this wrong, John, but for some reason you strike me as the kind of guy that would get up, you know, late in the evening and get it out of the fridge there and pick on it just a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'll do that.
Just
I've
check
been
it.
Known, yeah, I'll take a whack at it.
All right, well, pick a football game. What do you want to talk about? This, what do they call it, the Toilet Bowl, the Giants, or the home hosting the Eagles?
Well, that's a, you know, neither one of those teams are going to be playoff teams, and the Giants are really not a bad team. I mean, they had their tough things happen to them this year, and things just haven't worked out for them. And last week they had a close one. They have a 19-point lead, and they lose it in the second half. I think they really miss Lawrence Taylor. I really do in that one. You know, the Giants just things all year. I mean, from training camp on, just haven't gone their way this year. Well, last year, everything seemed to go their way. But I think when you have a 19-point lead, you get into the second half, and you don't have a Lawrence Taylor, it's a lot tougher road for you.
Kind of funny because, you know, last season we couldn't keep McConkie out of the studio or off the phone, and it took me up until yesterday to get a hold of him. Been trying to get him for 2 weeks. So invited him to a party. Finally got him yesterday. Different when the season's going like this. Now, the Dolphins were a surprise against Buffalo. They didn't score a touchdown. Marino did not get a touchdown. And the Jets are going to be in Miami. The Jets are 6-5, and the Dolphins are 5-6. What's going to happen here?
I'll tell you, I think Miami is down this year. As you say, they're not. Marino struggled last week. In fact, they finally, Don Shula finally took him out at the end of the game. I think in that AFC East, the best team is the Buffalo Bills, and I would think that at the end, they'll probably be on top. I think the Jets should give the Dolphins a pretty good run this week. I would see the Jets being able to beat them down there, because this is not a good Miami team. You always think of Don Shula, a great coach, which he is, and you think of Dan Marino, a great quarterback, and then from there on, it's a little slim picking.
We were talking last week about the lack of really consistently good football teams in the NFL this season. Give me real quick the three best teams in the NFL.
Well, real quick, I would say it would be the 49ers, the Chicago Bears, and the Washington Redskins, all three, of course, in the NFC.
Huh.
All right. By the way, Bell was telling me about this, and I brought it in. So your picture was in Sports Illustrated, by the way, John.
Did you see that old one, huh?
Yeah, when you were playing basketball I didn't know you played basketball in high school.
That's what I said. That was an old one. Yeah, when I was in high school, I played all three sports. I played started with football, and then the day football's over, the next day I'd start basketball, and the day basketball was over, I'd start baseball the next day.
We're going to use a trivia question here. What do you remember what number you were when you played basketball at Daly High?
Yeah, 54.
Is that right, Bell?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you sure?
If he says so, Scott, I can't argue with him. I thought it was 64, John.
No. It's 54.
You can't get good help anymore around here, man.
A man always remembers his number.
Gotcha.
When you go, you forget a lot of things, but you always remember your numbers.
All right, you're doing the Giants and the Eagles. Everybody's ever Bell. You're doing the Giants-Eagles game?
Yeah, right, yeah.
We'll look for you, man.
Okay, I'll be there.
Tell Willie we said hello.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, John.
All right, well, there went the trivia question. Thanks, Bell. Great job. I'll tell you what, we've got another trivia question for you. We got a pair of tickets to see the Giants take on the Eagles football tickets this Sunday at Giants Stadium. Here's a sports trivia question, and it's about Brian Bosworth, the Seattle Seahawk. He was drafted by another professional sports team. Which team was it? The other professional sports team that drafted Seattle Seahawk Brian Bosworth. Studio lines are open. New York's 955-9090. 841, you're on Z100 Radio.
What's the most exciting event in New York City this weekend?
The 34th Annual Japan Camera Show at the New York Penta Hotel.
Where will you get the chance to see and use the very latest in photo and video equipment?
At the Japan Camera Show.
Where can you photograph gorgeous penthouse pets and New York football jets?
At the Japan Camera Show.
Where are there free how-to workshops and lectures by photography's best?
At the Japan Camera Show.
Where can you get a free camera checkup and cleaning and expert photo tips, win a trip to Tokyo or an overseas photo tour?
At the Japan Camera Show.
Where can you shoot your family and professional photo sets, see and photograph an authentic kimono fashion show, even bodybuilding champs, too.
It's all at the 34th Annual Japan Camera Show, today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the New York Penta Hotel, 7th Avenue and 33rd Street.
It's New York's biggest consumer camera and video show. Be there this weekend.
Where?
At the Japan Camera Show at the New York Penta Hotel.
Is he B? Who are we? A compartment store. A thousand compartments is what you'll see with discount prices at Busy Bee.
Daddy, is it almost Christmas?
Soon, sweetie. I was at the Busy Bee compartment store yesterday, and you know who's coming?
Is Santa coming?
Right. He's coming to Busy Bee. We can have your picture taken with Santa, okay?
Yes, Daddy.
And since Busy Bee compartment stores are open every day, 7 days a week until Christmas, we can go tomorrow.
Daddy, let's go today.
Okay, cutie pie, we'll go today. They've got everything we need for the holidays. Party stuff, cards and wrap, great gift ideas.
Don't forget Santa.
I won't forget.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, baby.
Busy Bee Compartment Stores, open 7 days a week till Christmas. Over 1,000 people to help you. No lines, no waiting. Everything you need for the holidays. And remember, you can have a free photo of your child taken with Santa.
Happy holidays from Busy Bee.
Sunrise Highway, Massapequa, and Main Street, Flushing. Open every day till Christmas.
See Zoo in the morning.
Around, he's the ground, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
More music, Z100, the Bengals, and Hazy Shade. A winner, 8:46 in the morning. Still no winner on that sports trivia question?
Nope.
No.
Boy.
Nobody wants the tickets to see the Giants take on the Eagles, or the Eagles at Giants Stadium this Sunday, game time 1 p.m. I'll give you the trivia question one more time. What other professional sports team besides the Seattle Seahawks drafted Brian Bosworth?
That doesn't help any more than it did the last time. Why don't you give us a clue? I'll
give you a clue. The Nike.
The Nike?
Or the Titan. Titan. How about Titan?
Titans. Well, wait a minute, though. That's confusing. You talking about the sports team, or are you talking about the missile?
You gave it away, Bell.
Good morning from the sea.
So. Ross, don't you even start to work on it. You'll hurt yourself.
The flowers you gave me are just about to die. When I think about what could have been, makes me want to cry. The sweet words you whispered didn't mean a thing. I guess I saw.
Tiffany, that's a pretty song. Could have been. Didn't expect a second hit out of her. It's dead before 9 o'clock in the morning. Friday morning, zoo, December the 4th, 1987. Gridlock alert today, mainly for this afternoon, this evening. Claire's got the AccuZoo weather this morning.
It's going to be rainy and real nasty today. The rain's going to turn to snow by the end of the day, and we could have just a trace in the city and on Long Island, but maybe up to 4 inches in the northern and western suburbs. It's going to be much nicer tomorrow, partly cloudy, but it's still going to be cold. Right now, it's 40 degrees on the Friday morning zoo.
C100 Super Free Monday. money song this morning, When I Think of You by Janet Jackson. Next time you hear it, be the 100th caller. You win $1,000 in super free money from Z100. Do we have a winner for the trivia question yet?
Not yet. Good morning, Z100. You got an answer for that? What professional sports team other than the Seahawks drafted Brian Bosworth?
Yeah. Soccer.
What? No, that's not. I said what team?
Oh.
That's a sport, sir.
I don't know what team. It's a soccer team.
Good morning, Z100. Hello? Where'd she go? She was online. Good morning, Z100 Trivia Department. You got an answer?
Yes. How about Indianapolis Colts?
No.
No. Uh-uh.
Not even close.
We gave a clue. Missile.
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 For tickets to see the Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles at Giants Stadium this Sunday afternoon. In your wildest dreams, did you ever dream that a pair of tickets to the Giants and the Eagles at this point of the season, if it was this time last year, would you dream it'd be not that interesting? Think about that for a minute.
Yes.
All right, 8:52 in the morning. The Bruins over the Rangers last night. Where are they at in the standings now, Claire?
Gee, I haven't checked, but okay, let's get this over with. They're down in the basement, and I'm convinced they're skating on ice rinks from hell.
Not that the same team that this was their year?
No, 88 is our year. We're still in 87, Scott.
Yeah, right.
First place, the Islanders in that particular division.
Mm-hmm.
The Devils over the Blues. Even the Devils won last night. Devils beat the Blues 4-2. And the Suns over the Knicks, 120-114. 8:52, and ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Rosemary Young for Shadow Traffic.
Southbound on the West Side Highway, we're closed now from 125th Street to 79th Street. That's because they're removing a three-car accident at 125th Street. We're jammed now from north of the George Washington Bridge. Heading southbound on the Harlem River Drive, crowded from the 130s to the Triborough Bridge. Southbound FDR jammed from the Triborough to 106th Street. Cross Island Parkway northbound, slow from the Southern State to Hempstead Turnpike. On the westbound LIE, extra slow now from the fairgrounds to the Elmhurst gas tanks. Heading northbound on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway, slow at Queens Boulevard, and the southbound side is packed from Queens Boulevard to Metropolitan Avenue. Port Authority says inbound delays at the Holland, 20 minutes, 25 at the Lincoln, 10 at the George Washington Bridge. We'll be back in a few minutes in the Hourly System. That's the Z100 Shadow.